This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Mike Shu and the Condon Boys, Trans and Harvest and Linois. We're gonna sit and listen to each one. It's Long May You Young.
Listen, Danny, we're trying to talk about Viagra and people who died from it.
I'm beyond Viagra.
This episode was sponsored by Blue Chew.
All right. See you, Danny.
I would love to have Blue Chew.
That's my dad. Just literally popped in as we were finishing our last episode.
The only reason I want to have Blue Chew as a
Blue Chew
sponsor is because I want to hear it.
Wait,
deal.
Is this? Are we doing Blue. Another Patreon here?
No, this is for everyone.
All right, so let's talk about Get Back.
Wait, no, wait a minute. So what are we doing here?
We're doing a Christmas episode.
Oh, we're not going to do the riverboat?
That's next.
Yeah, we could do. Let's see how we do with the Christmas one, and then maybe we'll hit Riverboat.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I want to...
Because you mentioned sponsors, so I have to... Because I have to say that, you know, Long May You Young, one of our sponsors is Tiesta Tea.
This is yes, the one is. To mention it on,
right.
Yes, because this is a public one.
Okay, right. So I have to do this. So Tiesta Tea is one of our sponsors, and, you know, they may not give you a huge boner like Blue Chew does.
Or Viagra.
They can chill you out and make for a nice evening with your significant other.
And they do mention ball bags.
They do. There's a lot of tea bags.
I'm sorry.
It is a loose tea, and there is a lot.
We're gonna lose our
there
one
is a
sponsor.
Lot of there is a lot of tea bagging going on when you drink Tiesta tea. And if you order it online,
the fuck is this?
And you put in the code.
I haven't had any yet.
You put in the code.
You got it right.
Yeah, Mike. You haven't given us any yet.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Where's that Patreon money I was promised?
I haven't got any of that either. I haven't got any of that either.
You know what I'm saying?
It's still in the.
Although, wait.
I've been in the can 10 years. You come out, I got nothing left. You're going to dip into my shit?
Polly Walnuts over here. Although I will say that Shu did give Luke and I a Christmas present. That was nice.
He did, yeah.
We got some Back to the Future 2.
That's right, Back to the Future 2 trading cards.
I hope you haven't watched it yet.
No, why? I don't even want to watch it with you guys.
Oh, you
but
will.
You're making
you're
me
going
do it.
To
yeah.
watch it.
You got to watch it with
yes,
us.
Yes, you will.
Right. Listen, I...
Then I'm getting really
you're
hot.
Young, we were... Young,
we were
I do watch Back to the Future 2.
We just recorded our Patreon episode. We're about three White Russians each deep.
I'm drinking Black Russian. I'm laying off the dairy.
We're doing our Christmas episode.
You'll
it's
be having
be,
a White Russian before
It's going to be full of surprises, yeah. But we weren't supposed to record right away. My dad had just walked in, was talking Beatles with us, and then... For some reason, it got brought up that Bob Dole died, and I immediately turned on the mics because I thought it was very important that we...
Yeah, he was a grawhead.
You really want me to say that?
I just love that you called him a grawhead.
Called him a grawhead. He's a grawhead.
What? That's a someone who's hooked on Viagra? I've never heard that.
I said that.
You said grawhead?
I said grawhead.
What's a grawhead?
A Viagra. He likes Viagra.
Oh, I just love it.
Oh, a Viagra. Oh.
A grawhead.
You know who I think is going to love that? The homie Jiggles.
Homie Jiggles, I like that.
Hey, I got a shout out, Homie Jiggles. He was one of the first ones to buy my album.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, Russ got a nice solo album. It's been out for a couple weeks at this point.
You make an in with the ICP family.
Dude, fuck yeah.
They will show up at your show, and they will fucking go crazy.
That's family.
They will will line up outside the venue.
Those are homies
24
right
hours beforehand.
That is,
not only
true.
Vandalize everything around the venue for 24 hours, but they'll come in, and they'll fuck shit up, and you'll have a great show.
That's
man.
Fine. I'm fine with it,
yeah,
man.
Do it, man. Family.
As long as I get some Faygo out
you
of
gonna
it.
You going to paint your face?
Listen, man, first of all, they're not going to vandalize. They're fucking upright citizens. They're not a gang. They protested that shit when the government tried to make them a gang. Juggalos rule. I've gone full circle on this, and my one regret in life is that I didn't become a Juggalo when I was 13 and first listened to the amazing Malenko or whatever the fuck.
I could totally see you as a Juggalo.
I would be a badass Juggalo.
You should start that podcast, man. Talk to the homie.
Juggalo Curious? I'm thinking about it.
Talk to the homie Jiggles. You have a real fucking Juggalo to talk
about. Well, the homie Jiggles has a Juggalo podcast, and I don't want to step on
Yeah, I know,
this.
But it's not this. It's a totally different thing. You're Juggalo Curious.
What?
Hold on. He's a homie.
What's the first episode?
He's a homie Jiggles.
When does the first episode...
He's a homie that jiggles.
When does the first episode happen where we completely forget to talk about Neil Young at all? Do you think that's coming? Is that next year? How many?
Has it not already?
Wasn't that the Roosh episode?
We talked about him a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, like... So
you just blew it.
Why are you bringing up Neil Young? This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew.
Because
Blue
I'm not,
Chew.
I don't want to do an episode where we don't talk about Neil Young, even though this Christmas episode is not necessarily about Neil Young, but it's Neil Young-centric.
Well, and Neil's in it.
Neil's in it a little bit.
Well, Neil's all over this.
Neil and Pego are in there. Is he playing harmonica?
I don't know. There's another harmonica player on there.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, I don't know
it's
if that's
not,
him.
It's not...
It was hard to find information on this album.
It's too pure. It's too, like... It's too...
Well, no, Neil's a hell of a good...
Yes, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
Neil is an amazing
harmonica
player.
Neil can play the
harmonica,
right.
He can,
yeah.
But it's still got that Neil flavor. He's never going to make it that, like, clean.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But then again, this wasn't his album.
No.
You know, this is Ben's album.
It's Ben's album.
Right.
This is a Benny Boy
Even
album.
Though he's like a co-producer of this album.
Yeah. You're not a fan, though, I gather.
Well, we'll talk about it.
All right, let's hit the theme.
Let's do the intro.
Yikes. Luke's
you
all
right?
Luke's
you want to have another white
let's
Russian
hit the,
there?
Let's hit the theme song, and then we'll get into it.
Luke
all right?
had a couple of Caucasians, dude. Oh, what do we got here?
Oh, God.
You're just playing. Did you do anything to it?
Don't talk during the theme song.
Are you allowed to play this?
Favorite thing
that
is
was
just,
it. I was
no,
waiting.
There was nothing. But I just wanted to see the look on your faces of anticipation.
I thought maybe there'd be like
totally wrong.
I thought
you die in a car accident.
I thought we were gonna at least hear. All I want for Christmas is
no, I did nothing.
Blu-ray.
I had nothing, but I just wanted to see your faces as you waited for me to do something silly on that.
You
but,
know what I want for Christmas, guys?
What?
I want Mariah Carey to do porn. That's what I want for
the
Christmas.
Real reason I wanted to start the episode
Even
with
now,
this
or?
Is because
yeah,
Mike works in radio, so he must hear this song.
I hear this song all the time,
literally nonstop.
I don't mind it so much.
I don't.
She's a hell of a
I
singer.
I don't like celebrating Christmas until like 3 days before Christmas. Like
really?
I'm not in the Christmas.
Do you have your tree
spirit.
Up yet?
We're putting it up today.
Okay, so it's not
you
3 days
seem
before.
Psyched about it?
And I'm not putting up the tree's a pain in the ass. I always want to celebrate Hanukkah.
You buy a real one, or you guys have a fake?
No, I've had the same fake tree I bought at Spags for 20 years ago.
Yeah, my parents have the same fake.
Yeah,
one.
Why? I mean, you throw it in the duffel bag when you're done. You throw it down the basement steps, and you don't worry about it until next fucking Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Is that the intro?
That's the intro.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for listening to Long May You Carry.
Listen.
The only podcast that covers Neil Young and Mariah
it's
Carey.
It's a Christmas episode. We're starting with Mariah Carey.
I know. It is kind of a Christmas episode. And
Neil doesn't have
much.
A Christmas song except for on the album we're doing. And
right.
Long Mary Carey.
Long Mary Carey. Her Mariah Carey. My name is Mike Hsu.
Blu-ray.
And this is, Luke and Russ Condon from the Bandtown Meeting, and this is Long May You Young. It's a Neil Young podcast. There's only two in the world that we know of. The other one is all French. So if you know French, check out Don't Be Denied from our friends in Quebec.
Yep. Québécois.
Québécois. And thank you very much for tuning in. We're on social media. We're at Long May You Young on Instagram and Twitter. We're also on Facebook. We post to the Neil Young subreddit. And we have a website where you can listen to all the episodes and buy merch, and including our theme song, not that particular one, but the real theme song, which is so much better than that particular song, longmayyouyoungpodcast.com.
I had to play that song because it's Christmas time, everyone. It's so exciting.
Right. It's fucking Christmas.
I just want you to know that I'm grateful this time of year for the two of you, for all our listeners. I'm grateful for the album we listened to for this episode. I'm grateful for all the White Russians we had recording the last episode, which was supposed to be about the archives, but was mostly about the Beatles. I'm grateful that I didn't tell you guys this. Santa's coming today. He's going to pop in any minute.
Santa! It's a little early for Santa.
No.
Don't you think?
No, it's only a couple weeks till Christmas.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Maybe even a week.
Whenever this comes out, it might be past Christmas. I don't know.
But Santa's coming. He might have gifts for us. I'm very excited. I got a mic set up for him right there.
Oh boy.
Thank God I did that before I drank all the White Russians I've already had.
Is he coming in on his sleigh with a reindeer?
He might be.
You know what else is another little Christmas gift? Is that Little David Briggs Shoe is here. And there's a song on this record called We Will Rock You.
Yeah.
And that's what Shoe did to Little David Briggs Shoe today.
Yeah.
Not a joke. He literally walked in. I haven't seen Mike in person in maybe a couple months. He walks right past me, grabs Little David Briggs Shoe.
I saw Little David Briggs. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Picks him up and rocks him for 10 minutes.
Yeah. What? He needed rocking. Look, he's got a big crack on the side of his head. Someone put ridiculous pajamas on him.
So
what the
I feel
fuck?
Like you should rock him right now.
You want me to hold
him? No, right, don't rock him.
Then I'm
right
going to take a video, post on Instagram.
All right, fine.
But yeah, everybody can find my solo record.
Russ has a solo record.
Manwithsong.bandcamp.com.
It's been out for a few weeks now. It's doing great.
All right, buddy.
Oh, my God. Russ, did you do this?
Just because I wanted to. There we go, buddy. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mike now has David Briggs.
What happened to your finger? Did Uncle Luke bite the tip of your finger off because you were crying? Oh, that's okay.
We're talking about Ben Keith's Christmas album today, guys. But before we do that, can I just tell you what the worst Christmas song of all time is, and it's not that Mariah Carey song? Hmm. You're gonna hate me for this. It's a Paul McCartney song.
Oh, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time?
It's the worst Christmas song of all time.
That's what broke up the Beatles.
I think it might have been.
The only person who likes that song, you know who the only person who really loves that song is?
Who?
Yoko Ono.
Oh.
There's a version with her.
Yoko's here for Christmas.
Oh, hi, Yoko. What's up? Yoko, can you do a version of Away in a Manger for us?
Oh, hold on. Before that, Yoko, be quiet. Santa Claus is here.
Oh, my God. Why is this happening? Why is Santa dressed?
Santa, close the door all
the
way.
Why is Santa dressed like one of the village people?
God, someone film this. I'm too drunk to film
it. Oh, my God. Why?
What the fuck is that, Santa?
Hey, Santa, did you bring me some work?
Yes. Oh, my God. Why is this happening?
Santa, you've lost a little bit of weight.
He looks good, though.
Oh, he's got presents for everyone.
Wow, what do we got here?
Russ, don't forget you do
Where's your
have
undershirt?
A mic.
I hope it's a meatball sub.
You put talk to your
You know, right,
can you hear me now?
Okay, Santa, sit down. You have a mic right over here. Sit down over here. Okay.
Whoa.
Santa's here, everyone.
Yes. I got rocks. I got rocks. Oh, that's for. I got a rock.
Russ literally has rocks.
Here, right there. Charlie Brown.
Santa, you're going to want to talk right into that mic. Pull it right up to your face there.
Listen.
Okay, so Santa, first of all, let's talk about the fact that you have zero beard.
I've got a little beard going.
No gut at all, and you are talking like you're from like an extra from the Jersey Shore a little bit.
You know, it's a big misconception, like the voice thing. I turn it on when I need to turn it on.
Oh, it's a character you do.
A while.
Okay. Did you accidentally put on Mrs. Claus's outfit?
Hold on,
today
David Briggs's shoe. His whole head is falling off.
Well, he's also scared.
I mean, for
he's
right now,
away.
this is all I got. This is what she usually wears. I've been
eat,
doing a
Santa,
lot of cardio.
Eat. Nobody likes a skinny Santa. Oh,
wait, here, can
eat
you
this,
open,
eat
up,
this baby.
Open up these presents? Let's see. What do we got?
Okay,
I want to stop filming.
Okay, okay. Well, Russ, your present is rocks. Okay,
yeah, hold the head upright.
Yours is my bonus that I was supposed to get from Santa last year.
Damn.
This is an official board game.
Okay, look at this.
Finally.
Some of the elves make it. We could play it later. I could explain the rules to you.
You know what's funny, Santa, is a guy named Tony tried to give us this over, like 6 months ago, and we kicked him out of the studio because we didn't want to have anything
Come
to
on.
Do with that.
Also, that's
You're
same,
not pretending
that same,
to
what
be
game,
Santa, are you?
No.
You're the real
Let
Santa?
Let me say, too, that...
What was his game? What... He made
Hold
a game.
On. Hold on, shut up. That same guy named Tony.
Tell Santa to shut up.
Oh, I'll tell Santa to shut up.
You know what? At this point, I'm over it. People tell me that all the time. It's just
that same guy named Tony is also my literal boss.
Yeah.
And that
are
board
you an
game,
elf?
That yes. Oh. That board game was my Christmas bonus. I didn't get a Christmas bonus last
You're
year.
You're telling me
that
this board
and
game
And I can't
is
pay my
something.
Rent this year. That fucking game right there was supposed to be my Christmas
How
bonus.
How are you? What are you guys talking about?
What'd
we
you
made
get,
that
Shu,
game
what'd you
this
get?
Year.
Somebody,
how are you telling me that somebody
Santa,
else made a game that I made
somebody doesn't,
for this podcast?
He doesn't
I don't
have
understand.
The Christmas spirit, Santa.
He does not, Santa. I'm sorry.
I do. Mm. I just I'll
No,
turn
not
it
you.
On when
Russ
I,
is a little bit of a Grinch right now.
I am yeah. being a bit of a Grinch. What did you get, Shu?
I have this beautiful, looks like a case. This beautiful case.
Did and you get like a real thing?
Yeah,
did
you actually I'll let him open it first, and then I'll explain it. All right,
you guys ready for the big reveal? I'm going to open up the lid.
What the fuck is that?
Oh my god!
So I know that he asked for.
I'm not even going to touch this.
He asked for a spa treatment. And,
I'm not even going to touch.
Is it a dildo?
It's a massage stick.
Where's this been?
The thing is,
has this been inside Mrs. Claus?
Has this been inside of you?
It's that's
a reindeer. Do you use this on a reindeer? Has
no,
Blitzen? Has this been inside Blitzen?
Not that I know of. If somebody, I mean, if they take it out when I'm not looking, maybe. But no, this specifically, I mean, you asked for a spa
I think
day.
It's got reindeer hair on. It literally
it's
has
got
reindeer
on.
Hair.
It looks kind of sketchy, but it's a massage stick.
If
but
anything,
the thing
I think
is,
if anything, I think it's been in Vixen.
I do. I need it back.
I think
so
it's been in Crispin.
It's something that you can use
Glover?
For
Crispin
the
Glover.
For the next hour. And I don't usually do regifting, but I do need it back, so I figured
well, that's literally
instead of the
re-gifting.
Spa day that you asked
Wait,
for.
Wait, so
you
gave
you
Mike
this.
A massager
yeah.
with reindeer yeah. reindeer hair on it,
but I don't
and
know.
You want it back.
I'm ending this
yeah.
video.
Oh, that's I mean,
not,
I need it back.
That's a butt plug. That's
over.
A butt plug.
That looks like a butt plug.
That's a butt plug.
It's definitely not.
Santa, you gave Mike a butt plug.
I mean,
Which
if
is
you
nice,
want
Santa, but I'll tell you this right now. It won't even touch the edges.
Santa, this is a Neil Young podcast. Why'd you give us all things that have nothing to do with Neil Young?
Well, if,
except for the board the, game. The board
what are you talking about? Neil Young rocks.
Neil Young
That's
rocks.
A good point.
Yeah, and he likes a personal massage.
Yes, he does.
I'll tell you, I mean, I have problems with Neil just because that he was so spoiled. Like back in the day, that little kid, all he had every single year.
What little kid?
Neil, when he was little.
He's never
All
been
he asked for was every single year was a guitar. I want a guitar. I want a guitar. I want a guitar.
Do you even know what guitar he ended up with?
I don't know. A Strata something?
That's true.
He didn't want a model train?
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah.
No,
he
guitar.
Didn't want a Lionel train.
Just a guitar?
And the pee coming out of that kid while he sat on my lap was ridiculous.
He peed on your lap.
Oh, it gave me such a pee leg. But he, every single year.
Is that a Santa phrase? Is that a term in the Santa community?
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
a
when
San,
kids
pee
in you, that's
a
pee
Santa
leg.
Community?
Well, I sub out a ton of work. You don't think...
I don't think you're... You know what? I'm starting to think
but
that you're not Santa.
I don't think it's Santa.
I don't think this is Santa.
And, Mike,
you know,
I would take
is,
David Breg's shoe off his
the
lap.
The problem is that
I don't feel
I
safe.
Subbed out so much work for so many years that people just...
You're not
they
Santa.
They just kind of... No, I'm definitely...
Santa, what do you think of Ben Keith?
You listen, smell like beef and
if
cheese.
If you get a kid in here, I can turn it on.
Smells like mushrooms.
Just,
and everyone looks like they want to hurt me.
I'm just so... It's just I'm just so over it at this point. There's so many years that we tried different things with Christmas, and
all right.
And
if you're Santa, then how many reindeer are there?
Name them all.
Listen, they've.
You sit on a throne of lies.
That's not. I used to know them, and I'm over that too. Like I just I.
If you're Santa, which pole are you?
Wait, hold on. You keep quoting it, Shu. Would you put Elf up in the the Rushmore of Christmas movies at this
yeah.
point?
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Yes. Yeah.
Top five?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I'll give you, yep.
can
I'll
you give
my...
me your top five right now?
A Christmas Story.
Okay.
Elf.
Okay. Really? Number two?
Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Christmas.
Jingle All the Way.
No. Hold on.
That's how I know all the
Now, do the Rankin-Bass television specials count?
Sure.
Okay. Santa Claus is Coming to Town with the Burgermeister, Meister Burger, who's
You'd
one of my
that
favorite
over
characters.
Rudolph?
Yeah, absolutely.
Rudolph
yeah.
doesn't make my top 10.
And my number five would be Die Hard.
Die Hard is not a Christmas
yes,
movie.
Yes, it is.
Die Hard.
Absolutely.
In fact,
a Christmas
we've
movie.
Talked about that.
You lessen Die Hard
is Die
by
Hard
making
a Christmas,
it a Christmas
movie.
We've talked
but,
about
okay,
it.
That's
Die
not
Hard
Santa.
1 and Die no. Hard 2 are most definitely
yeah.
Christmas
okay,
movies.
See, even
we
Santa
talked
thinks
that at a board
they're Christmas movies.
Not Santa.
One Hold year, on.
Both of you can shut the fuck up. Santa's talking.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. We okayed that at a board meeting
Hold on.
For both Die Hards. That was good. We wanted the third one.
Santa, I already got rocks, so shut the fuck up.
You're lucky those aren't coal.
You said plural, rocks. I
but
gave you
no,
more
no, no, no. I think.
Right?
Hold on. I think it, I might I agree with Luke. I
hey,
might agree with Luke.
Hey, Daryl, they haven't mentioned me once, and it's 20 minutes in.
This might be the episode.
Hey, Daryl, I was on the fence about coming on, and now I'm definitely not.
Hey, Daryl, Santa's on that stupid podcast. Hey, Daryl, it was going to be the episode, but now they're doing an impression of me, so I guess that counts.
Well,
I might shoot.
Hey, Daryl, this is the one I tuned in for because I love Ben Keith.
I lost
so
Daryl from my list. What am I supposed to bring him for? I can't remember
him?
What I'm supposed to be bringing him this year.
Oh
for Christmas.
My God.
Wow, Santa.
You don't even know who Daryl is.
Daryl.
You never seen Splash?
Or Kill Bill?
No, is that a Christmas movie?
Oh, you this only is watch. Oh, not, oh this Santa is not only Santa. Watches Christmas. Oh, wait, has Daryl Hannah been in a Christmas movie? I'm sure.
Kill Bill 2 was a Christmas movie.
Okay. I might agree with
yeah,
Luke.
That's true.
That's on my list.
No, wait.
Yeah.
Isn't Kill Bill 1? Doesn't
Kill Bill 2 has the
snow. Doesn't that take place around
has
Christmas?
The snow. Kill Bill 2 has the snow at the end.
No, which, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Is it snowing at the end when Bill dies?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
It is?
If it's
yeah.
snow.
Oh, yeah, because
all
the stuff
it might
stuff
count
with the
as
footsteps.
A Christmas movie,
yeah.
too. We okayed yep. that a few
okay.
years ago.
If there's snow in it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I do like how.
Do you think Quentin's last movie is going to be Kill Bill 3?
No. He's gonna do a version of Star Trek.
That's a rumor. He's not.
I hope he does.
Let me give you my top 10.
Okay. All right.
My number one is Home Alone. My number two is Elf. My number three is The Santa Claus. My number four is The Grinch. My number five is Jingle All the Way.
Wow.
Solid top five.
I haven't heard
I would put Home Alone in my top five strictly because John Williams does the score.
I hate that movie.
Yeah, but John Williams
it's
scores.
Totally ridiculous and it's wonderful.
It sucks.
It's
can't even make it all the way through it.
Where is Christmas
what?
Vacation yeah. in these lists?
You're nuts.
Christmas Vacation sucks.
Christmas oh, Vacation is
Chevy Chase.
That's my number
see,
seven.
I knew you were going to say that and that's why you got
I
rocks.
Agree, Shu.
Overrated.
Wow, I might need to take
I do like how Santa says back. He can put it on but he has not put it on once.
If
not
I,
even a ho
I
ho ho.
I put it on
can
when
I
need to.
Can I and put in a wait, can I shut up, Santa? Can I put in a Christmas Vacation
that's
plug
valid.
Here?
Okay.
I'm going to be on the Film Crickets podcast,
again?
Luke. I think you're
on
there
yeah.
too, and we talk about Christmas Vacation and I talk about how much it sucks.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So if you want to listen to the Film Crickets podcast, that should
hold
be
on
a couple
I gotta go
yeah.
back. I gotta agree with Luke a little bit. Santa, shut the fuck up. Shoot, I gotta agree. I gotta agree with Luke for a minute. I think that Luke might be right. I think you're if you only make Die Hard a Christmas movie, it takes away from
absolutely.
The beauty of it. Because once a Christmas movie is a Christmas movie.
Are you telling me nobody gets murdered on Christmas?
I know, that's not what we're saying.
No,
I'm just
no,
saying,
like
saying
that,
I'm
Elf,
saying,
Elf,
I'm just saying,
Elf is only a Christmas movie now.
Right.
So people only watch it at Christmas.
You don't really watch it in June.
Right.
But Die Hard,
no,
but
that's
fine
true.
Because it's a
that's
great
not,
Christmas movie.
That's not true.
Some
people,
do.
Watch Elf all year. I watch A Christmas Story all year round.
Yeah, but
no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
That's
no,
not true.
Don't. Yeah, I'll watch it.
Santa, I know you're
he
thinking
has.
About saying something, and please shut the fuck up before you even think. Before
yeah,
you even say something, please
no,
shut
no,
up.
No, he's. I've seen him watch it alone in his house.
I
yeah,
knew
Santa
underway.
Knows.
I've seen that.
He's got an elf on my shelf watching everything I do.
Also, Santa has seen everyone's penis.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We need to stop.
Why do we
now?
Self-sabotage?
We're
when
actually
things are
very
going...
close to maybe having Neil on the podcast.
Santa nah. is a ruination of this.
Yeah,
no,
if
I blame
one of
Santa.
You maybe had asked me. I mean,
did we even hit the
requests?
Theme song yet?
Yeah, it was Mariah Carey.
Oh, right. That sucks.
I can't believe not one of the three of you asked to have Neil on the podcast. Asked me for Christmas.
Because you're not
to
Santa.
Have Neil. On the,
all right,
I am,
Santa,
I
shut the fuck up.
Yet.
Shut the fuck up, Santa.
I have time. I turn it on for
listen,
one night.
Santa, shut up.
And otherwise, yeah, right, you're right.
All
right,
we need to get
yeah,
away
can we
from
get
this.
Into the,
Santa,
we,
are you hanging out? What are you doing?
I'm hanging out.
You've
I wanna,
never heard this record.
And you've never heard, listened to this podcast.
No,
you're
no, I listened
sure.
to it today.
Tell me who Ben Keith is. What instrument does he play?
He, I mean, how do you answer that? He plays so many.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Actually, it's a great answer.
That's a very good answer.
God damn it.
But what is he known for?
You know what, Russ? That's on you. You set the bar too low.
That is on me. I did set the bar too low for Ben Keith.
It's
for Long Grain. Shit, I shouldn't have told him. I should have asked him what his nickname was.
What was it? What's his nickname?
He didn't even hear me, did he? Because he's a fucking idiot.
Jesus Christ.
Santa sucks.
You're
huh?
not getting anything for Christmas.
Yeah, you're not. Also,
I already got rocks. Well, I don't I give a fuck anymore.
And you should feel grateful.
I mean, I like it.
You
best
are grateful
when he
fuck.
Plays. His percussion work is really
no.
good.
No, it is. It is very good. He's yeah, one of the see? Best drummers in the industry.
Yeah, yeah
you're right.
Yeah.
He's in the you band see? Rouge.
That's right. He's better than Neil Peart ever was. Yeah.
He's better than Neil Pierce.
Neil Pierce from Bill Ricca.
Some Billy Ryka.
I just got a.
Billy Rico.
I just got a Balerica. Facebook message from Joel Desmares Racine.
Is he listening somehow right now?
Well, I put out on Facebook, I said we're pre-recording some episodes. I didn't say what about, but he just sent
about,
me a
did you
voice
say what
message.
About Bob?
I don't know what it is. Should I just play
yeah,
it right
just
now?
Play it.
Oh
it,
my
I hope
God.
It's in
it's
French.
A voice
it better
message?
Be in French.
Yeah, better be in French. Yeah.
Hi, guys. This is Joel from the Don't Be Denied podcast and the Neil Young Canadian posting page. I just want to say thank you for all the shout-outs you've been doing for my podcast and my meme page. Those are really the highlights of my weeks. I haven't had the chance to return the favor yet, but I promise on the next episode, I'll make sure to mention the show, and there will be so much French, your heads will spin. This probably will sound like, merci aux gars de Long May You Run, tabarnak. Allez écouter leur calice de ce bon podcast sur Neil Young. Mike, Luke et Ross Condon sont des crises de fous dans la tête pis sont fucking drôles. Vous allez rire à mort, ma gang de sacrament de ciboire. So yeah, it's an honor to be part of your weekly banter, and I hope this new friendship will continue to grow for as long as your podcast lives. Congratulations for all your 65 episodes plus the Patreon. Keep on rocking with the Hey Daryl.
Hell yeah!
I gotta say, wow. I gotta say, hold on, can I just really quickly say Joel? Just gave me a boner.
He
that
got
is a sexy
heart.
Voice, dude.
Yeah. That's
that
a French Canadian.
That would almost
man.
Put me in the mood. That would almost put me.
I
in
also
Christmas
learned
mood. It's close.
Fucking Canadian is fuck.
Also, he said, "Long may you run."
He did. Well,
but
maybe,
that's the same thing that you did the
yeah.
first
no, no, no.
our first episode ever.
No, yeah.
So maybe
run,
that's a wink.
Run is French for young.
Oh fuck! You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Wrong. Wrong.
That guy is pure radio
you know,
gold.
Congratulations on your 61 episode, and the go fuck yourself.
I do want to know what he said. I'm very curious.
That's, I mean, it was sexy. That's all.
I'll read a few Facebook comments before. We're going over Ben Keith's Christmas album, obviously. Russ.
Yeah.
Russ.
Originally called Seven Gates,
yep.
right?
And
well,
then,
I mean, I said
called
that
Christmas
Joel gave me
ranch.
A boner, but I've had one.
Yeah,
since
Russ
we,
has been walked
since
in
we,
with
yeah,
raging
I
mean, erection.
Since I knew we were talking about BK, come on.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
And I didn't kill it. I didn't kill your boner.
You almost did.
Close.
But a few, I just posted on the Facebook that we're pre-recording some episodes. I didn't say what about. August Carlson says, thank you guys for making this year amazing. I agree with Shane. We need, oh, that's right. Let me get to Shane's first. Shane Black says, I need the jacket to sing Feliz Navidad immediately. I think it's only fair, Russ. It's Christmas.
All right. I don't know why you say Russ. The jacket is a jacket.
That's right. Well, you know
yeah.
him.
I know him. Yeah, let me see. Hey, jacket.
Yes.
Hey, jacket.
Hey, jacket.
Yes.
Say, hey, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
Can you get in here for a second, please, bud?
Yes.
Okay. They want you to sing.
What?
They want you to sing Feliz
Navidad.
Yes. Okay. Let's do that. Okay. Sounds good. You going to do it?
Yes. Feliz Navidad.
Oh, yeah.
Feliz Navidad. Prosperos año. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, man.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Fuck yeah.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my digital heart.
That was beautiful.
Very nice, Russ.
Very good job, Shane. Jacket. Good job, man.
You know, we were going to save that for Patreon, but, you know, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Right?
Santa, what'd you think
if
of
if I could ever get tickets to that guy's show, I would give out tickets to a lot of kids.
Shut up, Santa. Shut
okay,
up,
yeah,
Santa.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Even the jacket's still on Santa's show. It's fucked up.
Love
hey, Daryl. Hey, Santa, shut the fuck up.
We're never going to have him on
no,
the
not.
Show,
after
right?
this
I mean,
one,
no.
We shouldn't
it's
air this.
It's just not going to happen.
We shouldn't air this. We shouldn't have drunk so much White Russians and then recorded.
Luke did.
Anyway, he says, we need the jacket to sing some Christmas stuff. Have a great Christmas and happy holiday, youngsters. Herwood DeJong says...
I also forgot what these Spanish words were in that, so I just kind of winged it.
So this is actually something we should talk about. Herwood DeJong says, like your podcast, you should get in contact with the Bob Dylan podcast, Joker Man Crew... They are hilarious.
Right, yeah.
And then he also says they would like to chat about Bob and Neil's friendship and collaborations along the years. And then Sam Bradley says, seconded, Joker Man podcast is great. And a lot of people are commenting on that. We should do that. You know what? New Year's resolution. Let's do that. Let's talk to those guys.
Okay,
sounds good.
Cool.
Just tell them not to listen to this episode.
Yeah, just don't listen to our podcast.
Do you think they have a Hey Daryl? Who's Bob Dylan's wife?
I don't know.
Jesus.
He's probably had a few.
I couldn't even name one of his wives.
Didn't he date Joan Baez or
Bob Dylan?
Early, way early.
He dated a lot of those.
Hey Joan. They have a Hey Joan.
You know who he was in love with? Was Mavis Staples.
Yeah.
He really,
yeah,
really?
He loved Mavis. He asked, they had a thing, but she broke it off.
He wanted to marry her more than
this is real?
This is real. Oh, yeah. This is real. She's talked about it.
Didn't they just tour together three or four years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. We're
still friends.
We opened for him when Mavis.
Well, we did the Magic Cat stage.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
But Mavis has
I
talked
that.
About it.
We opened for Dylan. Well, we played a club 10 miles away.
No, it's the same venue. It's the same. It's just the side stage.
It's the same venue, but when you book it, the first thing they say is, you are not allowed to say you opened for this artist.
You can say you... Yeah, but we can say that we shared the...
No, we can't
bill.
Say you shared... We just say you warmed up the crowd. They just...
Oh, warmed up
You have
the
to,
crowd.
Like, word it differently.
I mean,
yeah,
he
whatever.
Definitely asked for
what
like
it means
girlfriend
is,
material
so I'm in breach
when
of
he was asking
contract,
it doesn't fucking
stuff
matter.
For her for Christmas.
But anyway, Mavis Staples has talked about it, yeah.
Hey, Mavis!
Every time...
Oh, no, he doesn't
like,
talk
back
like
in,
that.
No, back, what was it? Back in the 60s or 70s? Like, every time they saw each other... Dylan would propose.
Yeah, he loved her.
He loved her. Yeah. And she jokes about it. She's like, yeah, it was funny, but like also he was serious.
So he was Amy Santiago's ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
A little
Brooklyn Nine-Nine humor for you guys there.
Chip Silver, happy holiday,
guys. There's no way we have someone that's a fan called Chip Silver.
I think there's definitely not.
Chip Silver.
That's definitely not
that's
a real.
You know what? That's a DJ name.
That's just someone
Chip
who,
Silver.
That's someone who wants to. That's someone who wants
listen, Chip
to
Silver.
Turn into a character on this podcast.
And he succeeded because we're on to you immediately,
oh, yeah.
Chip Silver.
You know what? It's
liar.
Totally. It's totally.
You goddamn liar.
Sports with Chip Silver.
It's what
right?
And now, sports with Chip Silver.
Chip
hey,
Silver.
Hey, how's it going, with everybody? Sports. It's Chip.
No, that's Dan
Moshpit.
That's
just
Moshpit.
Dan Moshpit.
Yeah, sorry.
Chip Silver says, happy holiday, guys. You rock. Oh, maybe a little foreshadowing to your Christmas gift for us.
Oh,
he does know. Because then he says, are you guys doing a Secret Santa? Shit.
Oh, come on.
Are you Chip Silver Santa?
I couldn't.
Shut up, Santa. Nobody cares.
Yeah, no
okay,
one cares. Shut
let's
the
go
fuck
on.
Up, Santa.
Yeah, why don't you stay a secret?
and then Joel commented on that, said Secret Santa Monica Flyers, which is very.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
That's a very good joke. That's a Neil Young dad joke.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Hey, Daryl.
I don't get it.
All right.
Santa Monica Flyers. Wouldn't. That was the name of the band for the Tonight's the Night tour.
No, that was the name of Neil's hockey team.
All right.
You're right.
I thought it was the Mighty Ducks, you know, the whole bird thing.
He's got a few, actually. Yeah.
I thought it was the Gay Straighters.
One more comment from Jan Fickeruiz.
Oh, I got some from him, too.
Did you? Well, yeah. He says, you're fucking great, although sometimes I completely disagree with your cuts.
Right.
I really love Such a Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Let's Roll.
Yep.
Landing on Water. Get Back to the Country. I do like that song. We never like danced till the morning comes. Cripple Creek Ferry and Ordinary People. Who is this loser?
I
can
like
we block
a lot,
him
I like
from
a lot
everything?
Of those songs too. I just
he's,
don't like.
I think he's got a. He's this message is for you. He tweeted at Long May You Young on Twitter. Hey Long May You Young. Just to let you know that Ordinary People is fucking awesome. And if you can't appreciate it, it's your problem. I think he's talking to you, Luke.
He is talking to me.
Absolute that.
I was with him for most of those. I can get behind Landing on Water. I can get behind Such a Woman. I'm not getting behind Ordinary People. I'm just not. I'm sorry.
I can kind of get behind Ordinary People, but Such a Woman.
I can get behind Such a Woman.
Not really.
Let's play a little bit of Such a Woman for Santa, see what Santa thinks.
He doesn't have headphones.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind.
Yeah. Oh,
why don't you
and
sing it for me?
Jan
could
Ficker,
give him some headphones.
Jan Fickeruiz also said, by the way, if you like the 14-minute version of No Hidden Path in the studio, you might love this 27-minute, 53-second live one. And he tweeted the YouTube link, which you can see
I'll check that
on
out.
Our Twitter, at Long May You Young. Thank you for doing that, Jan. We appreciate it. Happy holidays, and fuck you.
And, thank you to Jan. Thanks to everyone. This has been a wild year. I can't believe we're on year two of the podcast here. This is insane.
Is this really year two?
Yeah.
Holy fuck nuts. Yeah,
I know, Mike. Who knew you were going to get roped into this bullshit?
Jesus Christ. I was unemployed at the time.
You were. We took advantage of you.
Yeah, I was like, I'll do anything. Do you have something that I can do with a microphone?
Now he's got a morning show again. He doesn't need to do this.
I don't need to do
he's
this.
He's got a lot going on.
I don't need Santa.
And now he's got
full of neon.
Now he's
got
to deal with fucking slutty Guido Santa sitting next to him.
Wow, I'm so offended.
It really is very
offensive. I really don't know if you're getting anything next year. I might take the rocks back.
There's definitely no Italians that listen to this podcast.
Drunk,
so I'm
Drunk
not
Ross
about
pulls
it.
The filters right off. I don't Drunk seriously. Ross is just Clapton.
You know...
I want to see how well Drunk Ross does with the game.
It all comes full circle.
Are we going to play the game?
We're not playing this game
right now.
No, we're
going to talk
about
Ben.
Not right now. We got to finish our episode.
We
got
to talk about Ben Keith's fucking
Christmas.
Hey, also,
Santa, shut the fuck up, dude.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Thank you. I need another white.
All right, can we get into Ben Keith and Friends?
Yes.
Christmas at the Ranch, or as it was originally called,
Seven Gates.
Yeah.
Yes.
A Christmas album by Ben Keith and Friends. This was done or released in 1994, and there was a little controversy around this that Jimmy McDonough wrote about in Shaky. We actually talked about this a little bit.
We did?
Yeah. So Johnny Cash is one of the many guests on this album, along with a bunch of other great people like J.J. Cale, Nicolette Larson's on here.
I saw that, yeah.
Rusty Kershaw. What's great is Larry Cragg, Neil's longtime guitar tech, plays oboe on this album.
Really?
Oboe?
Yeah.
Larry
fucking Cragg, huh?
Wow.
Whipping out the oboe.
Okay, so
I wonder if he nils. Wait. I wonder if he nils Larry Cragg.
He probably did. I'm
he
sure
said,
he did.
Larry, come in here. I need you. And he's probably thinking, I got to fix some guitar stuff. And then he walks in and goes, play this oboe now. Roll tape.
An oboe?
You know.
So hold on. Shoot. Where did you find info?
I looked everywhere.
I know it's hard.
Dude, I looked everywhere.
I tried really hard to find info.
Dug, you know, I saw a bunch of reviews.
Yeah.
And then I went back to Jimmy McDonough mentioned it briefly in Shaky.
Okay.
Which O of the Google did you click on to get these results?
But there was a little controversy because since Johnny
which is
Cash,
which is where all of Neil's archive numbers make sense. Yeah. But be careful because he might wake up.
Right. Don't wake him up now.
Because
then all these white Russians will go to waste. So Johnny Cash is a guest on this album. But apparently the controversy, according to what Neil told Jimmy McDonough in Shaky, is that they told Johnny Cash, hey, or they asked him, they said, hey, how'd you like to work on a Neil Young album? And Johnny Cash said,
shit.
Yeah, I'd love to work with Neil Young. And they did Little Drummer Boy, but Johnny didn't know it was an album for Ben Keith. Now, Johnny doesn't have a problem with Ben Keith. It was just that the record company misled
him.
And he called Neil Young and called him out and said, hey, I thought this was going to be your album. And Neil was like, oh, my God, I'm really sorry about this.
That's fucked up.
And then also in Shaky, Neil said he got pushed into working on this album.
What?
Neil did?
Yeah, Neil said that. That's a quote from Neil saying he got pushed into working on this album. Now, if you look on the Neil Young archives...
Yeah, but I don't think Neil would have an issue with working with Ben on a Christmas record.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe he got pushed into it.
Yeah. Because
maybe he doesn't
like
doing Christmas
He had
stuff.
Problems with all these... all the closest people in his circle. He's had problems, they've gone back and forth
this
the whole time. Even
was
Ben.
This was 94. So
this is 94. So this is the height of Neil's 90s resurgence. Harvest Moon's come out.
And there was contention then.
No, this is before Broken Arrow and right before Sleeps with Angels.
It wasn't long after Harvest.
Right, Harvest Moon came out in 92, this came out in 94, but Unplugged had just come out at this time.
And where there was issues.
There was some tension
Ben wasn't a part of that necessarily, but
right. So but he
Russ according, said, according, Russ is never going
to
concede
according
that Ben
to,
and Neil
I'm
had
saying
an issue.
According to Astrid who was there.
Right. We heard from a first-hand source.
We heard it from a first-hand source.
So we can't go against what she said, but
And that is what she said.
Santa, shut the fuck up.
So if you search if you search on the Neil Young archives, there are some things that he wrote in response to people asking about it, if it's going to be on the archives. And he mentioned a few things. And he said he gladly, he loves this album. He plays it every Christmas. he gladly helped Ben Keith with this. He was happy to help and everything. So it was totally opposite of what he told Jimmy McDonough.
Can I ask, were they on the same label? Was the Ben Keith record on the same label that Neil was on?
I'm not sure, but Neil did help him get signed to make this album and to distribute it.
Okay. And this is kind of the only real Ben Keith.
I think so.
I couldn't find another. Except, solo
I mean, outside of producing, because obviously Jewel's mega
right.
hit.
I mean, right. But, and also he's played with every single person that's had a hit
record.
But
I'm saying, as far as like,
I don't know if he ever wanted to.
I don't think he did. I'm just saying, as far as Ben Keith
didn't want to.
Ben Keith having his name.
Right.
You know?
Which leads me to believe, was there some kind of like make hay while the sunshine thing
maybe
going on? Well, like Neil's really huge right now.
Yeah.
Harvest Moon's really huge right now.
A little of that.
That's a record that I did. Yeah. Maybe I should try to take advantage of this momentum and make a holiday record, because those always sell well. You know, maybe it'll catch on.
Yeah.
You know.
Let me ask you another.
We tried to get him up.
Shut
in
up, Santa! Please.
To the
shut
North
the fuck
Pole
up.
At that time, and he actually said he was busy.
Who so did? Maybe, who? Well, what's his name?
Santa.
Keithson.
That's who we're talking
about.
That's
Keithson. Exactly who we're talking
right.
about.
Right. Yeah.
And what instrument does he play again?
It was the percussion.
Yes.
Right. Stuff. He's a master percussion.
And so we
let me
tried
ask,
to get him up.
Shut
on
the fuck
our
up,
label,
Santa. Please shut up.
Wouldn't come up.
Santa. Oh, okay. Shu, let me ask you a weird question.
Okay.
You know the Jerry Douglas album that came out a few years ago that had like everyone on it, Marcus Mumford, all that stuff?
No.
You didn't hear that record?
No.
Oh.
It was good.
You heard it.
Yeah, it had
If I never hear Mumford & Sons again, my life would be wonderful.
But
I kind of agree with that,
okay,
although
but,
I liked them when they came out.
Can you pull it up while I talk about this? The Jerry Douglas record has Marcus Mumford singing The Boxer.
Okay, from Paul Simon?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually a really good version.
Okay.
Do you like hate Marcus Mumford? Or do you?
No, I just don't like listening to Mumford & Sons.
Sure, I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm
it
just
makes
saying,
me want to like pluck my pubes out one by one.
Okay, let me ask you this.
To
did,
drown out the
did
sound.
Did you hear the basement tapes, the new basement tapes?
The ones where everybody covered the tunes?
They covered Dylan tunes.
Right,
It was Taylor from Dawes. Rhiannon,
I believe Elvis
Giddings.
Costello did an amazing version.
No, he's the worst one on the record.
He probably is the highlight of that whole compilation.
He's the worst one on the whole thing.
Yeah, he's great.
And
Elvis is the
Jim
king.
Jim James, who Luke loves. Luke loves the morning jacket.
No, I don't.
Oh, I do. My morning.
It's not the morning jacket.
You don't
Luke
like
my
morning,
morning
jacket?
Jacket?
I don't dislike them. I just
Luke loves them.
No, I don't.
Favorite band.
They're. You know what? They're
see,
tough.
How does it feel?
They're tough.
Oh, fuck. It does hurt.
Yeah, it sucks. I love them. But, I mean,
no,
I can see
listen,
how you're
I put. I put this out on Instagram like maybe a month ago. There are bands that I want to like, and by all algorithms, I should like. But I just can't get into them. One of them is His Golden Messenger, and the other one is My Morning Jacket. I want to like them.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't. They just don't do anything for me.
Okay.
But Jim James is a great writer.
I love his voice.
Me too.
I like the one album they did. Gideon's on it or something. I think it's called Z or something.
Oh yeah, Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great album. That like I. But even that, I'm like, it's all right. It's just, I don't know what it is.
Santa.
They did a follow-up, XY.
Shut the fuck up, please.
Oh, my God. I was just going to ask you something, but after saying that, I don't even want to look at you right now.
Just drink your pineapple Truly.
It's just striking out.
I was gonna,
so velvety.
Well, I'm striking out, too, because I was going to ask a weird question.
Okay, what's your question?
I was going to say, without this Ben Keith record, do we get a Jerry Douglas solo record?
Jerry Douglas has a bunch of solo records, though.
Well, I mean,
is he related to Michael Douglas?
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He was his stunt double in.
Go ahead, name a Michael Douglas movie.
Fuck you, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. That's the one.
Whatever. I was trying to think of the one that was Sharon Stone, but I couldn't think of the title because I'm too drunk. The one where
Fatal Attraction.
The one where they have sex and you can see it on the ceiling.
Basic Instinct.
Oh,
Basic Instinct.
But he was in Fatal Attraction too, wasn't he?
Yeah, Fatal Attraction was with Glenn Close.
Glenn Close, right?
That's the one non-Christmas movie I've seen is Basic Instinct.
I would say Basic Instinct is a Christmas movie.
That's fucking hilarious.
That is funny.
I don't know why, but it's like the one non-Christmas movie Santa sees.
But enjoy it.
Because he loves Sharon Stone.
He does.
Enjoy
it,
right?
Santa gets one zinger out.
What was your favorite scene from Basic Instinct?
I mean, opening credits.
You mean opening skirt? Opening skirt? Or is that Fatal Attraction?
That's Basic Instinct.
I can't remember. They're the same movie.
Awesome.
Yeah, Basic Instinct was the open skirt with
I pre-booked those
Dennis Nedry.
Oh yeah, isn't yeah
Wayne Knight's
Newman?
In it. Yeah, Newman. Yeah. It's fucking great.
But
no, Jerry Douglas has a shit ton of solo albums.
Yeah, but not
way more than I thought. Now that I'm looking at it,
is Jerry Douglas? Does he play on this Ben Keith album?
No.
Then let's not fucking talk about
okay,
him
I
anymore.
Like that.
All right,
fine
Jesus fucking Christ.
You know who Jerry Douglas is?
Santa's
though, right?
Here. No, I have no idea who Jerry Douglas
is. Are you serious with me?
He's, you know yeah. Alison Krauss?
Yes.
He's Union Station.
Oh, was he?
He's
Union
an incredible
Station?
Lap steel guy.
Yeah, he's okay. he's a dobro.
Oh, did he play on those Robert Plant albums
yes.
that she's on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, he plays the lap steel. On
he's
that?
One of my
he's damn
Ben.
Good.
He's my Rushmore of lap steel dobro. That
wow. Okay,
yeah.
I'll pay more attention.
Jerry
to him
Douglas
now
is
that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay.
And I think you'd like his record.
All right,
and he's got
I'll
a
check
lot.
It out.
I think you'd like the Marcus Mumford.
Yeah, I mean Mumford. I'm it. Like with what Luke said about My Morning Jacket. I actually tried to like Mumford and Sons, and all it made me want to
no,
do
I
is
understand.
Put my head through a window.
Their first record was really good, and then they just went downhill more and more.
Luke, just literally type in The Boxer, and then it's the second one on Spotify.
Oh, it's if you type in his solo shit, it's not there.
Just type in The Boxer.
I'm going to.
And
to
then
now.
Second down, it's it shows it's. Song Jerry Douglas Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, I know.
I think Luke was kicking him around.
There you go.
Well, I am just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I've squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home.
Yeah, the best part is when Jerry
You know what?
Douglas,
I do like that.
It's nice. When
yeah.
You, can you skip ahead, Luke? Because I want you to hear Change. Jerry
yeah, his
Douglas.
His voice is smooth as eggnog.
He's good. Shut up, Sam.
Here we go.
So this actually transitions really well into what I want to say about this Ben Keith record is that, because what you just heard right there with Jerry Douglas,
mm-hmm.
what is he doing? He's
putting some stank on
he's
it.
Singing, right? He's using his instrument to sing.
Right, yeah.
And what Ben Keith, as we always have talked about on this podcast, does so well is uses that instrument
mm-hmm.
to sing.
Right.
To add a layer, to add another
Yeah, where it's
voice,
almost like a duet.
Another, yes,
yeah.
It's a duet.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, but not like
not
Jerry
like
Douglas.
He,
and
I think
he's underused on this Christmas album.
He is.
Who?
I agree, Ben, a little bit.
He's all over the fucking album.
Is,
what are
you
but,
talking
but
about?
You
know, there's,
he's
no, there's nothing
center.
That stands out.
Oh, I disagree,
yes, there is.
Man.
I even think,
Holy
no.
Shit.
I'm
are we
in
listening
middle.
To the same fucking album? Santa, do you believe this guy?
I'm in the middle here. Santa, shut the fuck up. Don't respond. Please don't respond. I think I'm in the middle. I think that it could be used better. I actually really like the first track. I think that in Ave Maria,
let's just get into it.
All right, so this yeah, and this is the first track, kind of like that's why I'm wondering, Luke. You know what the fuck you're listening to because this is amazing.
This is, but I agree with Luke that there's no. Like, the rest of the tunes aren't in the same way as this
hey,
one.
Hey, Ricky Harvey.
It
shut
makes
the fuck
me feel
up.
Like I'm on a beach.
Why are you calling me Ricky Harvey?
That's what I thought.
Because she hates
talking
it.
Over the
she
music.
She hates when we talk over the music. I think what I'm trying to say is
I like it better when I do the music. I play them longer.
Yeah, you would play the whole song if we did literally right. shake our hands violently.
You can
you.
Pay the legal fees. Yeah.
This is open.
Listen, what I'm saying, what I mean,
Ave Maria is public domain.
Shit, he's right.
Jesus is gonna sue your ass.
No, Maria is gonna sue my ass.
His mom.
I think her first
Santa, name. Shut the fuck up. I know you want to say something. Please don't say it.
Listen,
Santa's got an issue with Jesus because he takes all the credit for Christmas.
You gotta let Santa have a few because he has got off a few zingers.
He had like one.
No, this is serious.
This is gonna be
this
bad
is a
though.
Oh,
he's got a serious
of this song. It reminds me of the year I almost missed Christmas. We were vacationing. We were in Hawaii, And
who?
It was the day.
You and Mrs. Claus?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what was she wearing?
It was the night before. I'm
Come
not
on, Luke. Don't do that. It's disgusting.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Sorry, I'm still on basic instinct.
I mean, if we're talking Easter Bunny's wife, I'll talk about it, not my wife.
I hear she fucks like a rabbit.
Oh!
Oofa!
Thank you, Santa. That's my gift to you.
Just when they pull me out.
Maron!
No, doesn't it? It feels like a beach.
This is triggering Guido
like
Santa.
Song.
We're just ignoring everything he's saying.
Yeah,
nobody gives
a
fuck.
This song makes me feel like I'm on
story
a beach.
Sucks.
Sipping
oh, sorry.
Pina
go ahead, Santa. Go ahead, Santa.
Nobody gives a fuck.
No, he was saying that sounds like it brings some like the images of a beach, right? That's what you're saying. Oh, well, there's plenty of that on this record.
The first,
there's a lot of Hawaiian influence.
Super
on this
Hawaiian.
Three songs,
I think
I feel like.
What I'm trying to say is not that he's not featured prominently. I just think he should have also done a different album besides a Christmas album.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
But hindsight's 2020, and he may not have wanted to or had material, but I feel like he definitely probably had material. I don't know. I just think this makes me wish Ben Keith did a Christmas album. Not a Christmas album. Did a regular
We're
album.
We're listening to
and
him.
Then,
this makes me wish that Ben
right.
Keith did a Die Hard. You know, not a Christmas-themed project.
I have to agree with you, Luke, and that's what leads me to believe this was a make hay while the sun shines
no,
project.
No, I agree, yeah.
Because right at this point, Ben Keith was riding high with Harvest Moon. Neil was going through resurgence. You want to make an investment. If your Christmas album hits, like say, like the most extreme example of that is Mariah Carey. So every year, All I Want for Christmas Is You gets 6 billion streams and gets played everywhere, and she makes a ton of money.
6 billion in one because of this podcast.
Right, exactly. So, but we're not going to pay that shit. and so I think this is basically what he was doing, was he was trying to make a little something for himself, which is nothing wrong with that because Ben's always been a side guy. But I think that's
why. I'm
going
to laugh so hard if this is the podcast that gets us a cease and desist because of us playing a little bit of Mariah Carey.
I got to blame Santa entirely.
No, unless we're making close to $10 million off this episode, Mariah Carey won't even notice.
And we're only at $5 million.
You know what we're
episode?
Making? We're making some complimentary Tiesta tea.
Which Luke and I have never seen any
of. You guys don't need any of this
don't
shit.
Tell, don't tell,
okay?
Don't tell.
No, I'm keeping all the fucking
She's
tea.
She's got it all. She's
Quit hogging the Tiesta
It's delicious.
Tea.
You know why? Because it's the best tea out there, and I'm not sharing it. It's that good.
Oh, fuck you.
I thought it was because you were Asian.
But. Hey, Mike, fuck you.
Oh, fuck. Really? Santa, do you believe
oh,
this?
Oh, shit. That was from the last
Santa,
podcast.
Do you deliver? Yeah. Did you? He's
no,
gets.
No,
he's I, getting on you about your heritage. He's getting on me about my heritage.
God, Russ Clapton over here.
You know, Mr. fucking have, Mr. Woke I, over I, here I forgot with the man you, bun and the beard is like getting all fucking,
my,
put a
my,
few drinks in him.
He's already missing out on
and
you know,
my Bernie water bottle.
I know, really.
He's
Mr. Bernie Sanders.
Literally complains anytime we get someone's pronouns wrong.
Right, exactly.
But on this one, but here he goes, oh, I forgot this wasn't the last the Patreon episode. We should mention Russ gets wicked racist on the Patreon episodes.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're a racist, definitely become
definitely
a
be,
Patreon
yeah. That's where you want to be.
But he
Jesus
doesn't use his
Christ.
Real name. His name is Eugene
I don't
McCarthy.
Want,
he goes by
I don't
he goes
even
by
want
Rusty.
Neil Young to come on this podcast
He goes
anymore.
By Rusty.
Yeah. I don't even know what I was saying.
Totally we're talking about Ben making
oh, yeah.
hay
so
with
this
the sunshine.
So that's my theory on why this was a Christmas
yeah,
album.
Yeah, like making...
Because you don't really do a Christmas album until you've put a few albums out, right?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? If you think about all the Christmas albums that are out there...
Yeah,
you,
but it's not
it's
like...
It's never ben, your first album.
No,
right,
but I know,
right.
But it's not like Ben is a solo artist.
Unless you're Pentatonix.
Right.
Ben's not a solo
You're
artist.
Right, Ben's not a solo
like
artist, but...
It's
you,
more like hey,
you don't usually
I...
jump to the you don't jump to the friggin'
no, I know,
greatest
but that's
hits
why,
album or the live
yes,
album.
But I think
you know?
That's why he that's why it's called Ben Keith and Friends. Because when you're known as being a lap steel dobro player, you're gonna put out a thing that's a you and a collaboration of other people. Right?
Why is it a Christmas
why
album?
Why is it a Christmas
album?
Because when else do you do that if you're a rap like you said, you're
he can do that at any time. With
yeah, but
any,
I think probably,
any number of the thousands
I think
of people
probably,
he worked with
I
who
think,
can write songs.
I think probably, I don't know when this was recorded.
He could have put out a single.
When was this recorded?
You know what I mean?
Do we know when this was
recorded?
94.
This came out in 94.
I know. I'm saying what part, what time of the year. I bet you it was towards the end of the year. It was probably like an all of a last minute-y type of thing. Like it was probably October, November. He was like, hey, it would be cool if I could smash together.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what was the, what was, I mean, for someone
yeah, I
who
think
was,
he's coming off a harvest and he's like, I might as well put something out there. But I need some extra money. You
someone
know?
Who's like been so well established at what he does, why is a Christmas solo album all of a sudden?
Does he love Christmas? I agree with Mike.
You know, does he love Christmas?
Maybe he does.
Does he keep his fucking tree up all year round? Is he one of those? Was he one of those freaks?
Ugh, those people.
I know, right, Santa?
I can't stand.
Right on, brother.
Santa, shut the fuck up.
The week before, take it up the week.
Look at this. Yeah. Fucking Saint Nick knows what's up.
Santa, are you going to say ho, ho, ho at all?
Ho, ho, ho. He's not a.
Nope.
I tried. That's the one I tried.
I don't
that's
like
the one
that.
I tried with the board of directors, and nobody went for it.
I don't like any of this.
No one went for
it. I'm regretting all of this.
This is so great.
I don't want to end 2021 this way.
All right. Well, I like Ave Maria. I mean, you can't beat that steel guitar. You know what, Santa, you're right. It's like you're in a manger on Maui, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like, right?
The first three songs, I thought I was on a beach.
What is the Hawaiian Christmas song? It's Hala Kaliki Maka is the thing to say.
I don't even
know if I'm getting it right.
I think that's the one.
Is that the right? Yeah, he could have covered that. Why didn't he cover
no,
that
No, you know what the Hawaiian Christmas song is? It's just the entire soundtrack to Red Notice.
I have yet to see that.
Oh, was that also on the Patreon?
I want to see
that.
They're
all blending together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're blending together.
Yeah, no, well, no, it's because you guys are drinking.
So at this point, Mike has probably seen Red Notice, and he's probably
you're
like,
yeah, Red Notice rules.
Yeah, Red Notice is the best movie I ever fucking
what
seen.
What is it? Is Red Notice a Christmas movie?
It's the best Christmas.
Is Red Notice a Christmas movie?
Shut up, Santa. Nobody cares.
It's got the word red in it.
That's true. We'll count it.
Yeah.
We'll count
it. And Notice, which is like a list.
I haven't watched it, but it has red in it. So.
Can we move on to the next track, which I thought was the track
that was pretty good
by Queen, and then I was severely disappointed.
You just ruined it because I was going to just play the
Oh,
Queen
seriously,
song.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
We want to edit here?
I do love that it says, we will rock you, and then in parentheses, rocking.
Rocking.
I kind of fucking hate that so much. It's so funny, but it bothers me so... It bothers me so much.
This song must be old as fuck, though,
right?
So if anything, Queen stole from this song.
No.
I don't think Queen took anything from this song.
Freddie Mercury was already dead with
In
this
fact,
song.
I wish...
No. I mean, this must be... none of these are originals.
Oh, that's a great point. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. This song must be hundreds of years old.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like an old traditional song. But you know what? You know what, Russ? I wish at the last minute, Ben Keith gave it one last listen through and said, you know what? Let's just replace this with We Will Rock You by Queen because this sucks.
This song sucks. Yeah. I agree. I'm with you there. This sucks.
Russ, at a town meeting rehearsal, I was like, guys, I got a great idea for a new song. But before I played a note, I said, here's the title. We Will Rock You, in parentheses, rocking.
Rocking.
Yeah.
You'd have one of two responses. You'd be like, nope, let's just move on. Or you'd be like, this is going to be the best song I've ever heard.
Wait,
right?
Wait, does it have the G or is it rocking?
Shut up, Sam.
It's rocking with a G.
Yeah, there is a G.
All right, let's just...
If it was Neil, it'd be a parenthesis. Yeah. I mean...
All right, let this flow over you for a second.
I like the beginning.
I know, this sounds great, right?
You're on a beach again.
Hmm.
It's pretty. Little sucks.
Sucks.
Wait.
This song.
Yeah, we will rock
you. This is Dan Moshman's favorite fucking song, dude.
Rock.
Rock.
Stop. This is a very sweet song. Stop it. Come on, jeez.
This reminds me of Edna.
Right. Holy
Buddy,
shit.
Buddy, you're a poor boy.
Just shut it off.
Did you look up the lyrics?
Yeah, I did. When I hear
God.
When I hear that, I want to look around and wonder who the joke is on. Like,
yeah,
it just feels like it's
very
a joke.
Good. You know what? That's a great observation, Santa. I gotta. What the fuck is going on?
I feel like you guys.
Okay. But that beginning is gorgeous.
Of course.
Yeah. Because
yeah,
it's just Ben on a dobro, and it sounds amazing.
The whole song
right?
is gorgeous. The title throws you off. The whole song is gorgeous. And you know what else? It's a song. It's a song that no one else is doing. No
That's
one
true.
Else is covering that.
You know
song.
Why?
They didn't need to.
Shut up, Mike. Shut the fuck
There's
up.
There's a reason for that.
I think it's a sweet song.
I love that this is not a Patreon episode.
Oh, yeah,
this
not.
Is an open, this is a public episode. We're doing a Ben Keith Christmas album as a public episode.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm fine with it. It's just a silly.
Yeah, people have tuned out at this point.
Yeah.
I hope this is a bunch of
Has anyone
first.
Listened to this record? You think?
Me? Or
our listeners?
People going into it? They probably saw the title and were like, I'll go back.
Did you,
well,
post,
if
did
you, go,
you tell
if
them
you
on
go
Facebook?
On,
no,
if
I didn't.
You go on
you should post on Facebook.
If you go on archives... You can, when you search the title of this record, both titles, there's a lot of people writing letters to the editor about this and wondering when it's going to be on the archives. Okay. And they're, so there's a lot of people who love this album.
Why would they want it on the archives?
Because Neil's on it.
Because Neil's on
and
it.
Ben, and Ben Keith's on it, too. And he's part of Neil's career.
Out everywhere else.
Yeah, but they want it in high res.
Yeah, they want it on in high res. I would like to listen to this in high res as far as hearing the Ben Keith stuff.
Right, yeah.
Like, I'll listen to the intro to this song in high res.
You know, if this was just Ben on the dobro,
I'd love it.
All the way through?
I'd love it.
Oh, my God.
I don't dislike
it. I'd love that.
It'd be a perfect lullaby.
I don't dislike the song.
I would go right to sleep in a beautiful way.
I think it's also interesting that these are all.
I truly don't mean that as like. I mean that in a like good way.
Okay.
Like you put the tree up, right. You get your fire going,
and you drift off slowly.
Yeah,
on
you
the
get
couch.
Some hot cocoa. You drink your
right.
hot cocoa,
yeah,
and then
you feel all warm and cozy. Yeah, Ben's playing the dobro.
Yeah.
You're
hot
giving
cocoa
yourself
cup.
The stranger. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
The real Santa's there.
The
not
real,
this
real Santa.
Santa.
Not yeah. the not the village people Santa.
Yeah.
Wait, right. Santa was in the Village People?
Not
oh,
this.
No, this
well, look
one
at the
right
Santa's
here.
Outfit right here.
That's
not
true.
The greasy gabagool Santa.
It's my off-season outfit. I don't know how many times I need to explain it. I've been doing cardio. I need to find
Santa,
a new outfit.
All right.
It is not the off-season. Do I don't know how many times I need to explain
let's,
this to
let's
you.
Move on to
let's
Silver
move
Bells.
On, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, he's great.
See, this I like, Shu, because it's just him
right.
playing dobro
right.
and singing
right.
with the dobro.
And it's yeah, and
or
he sounds amazing
steel,
and
whatever.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And then if you played this song anymore, I would pass out and go to sleep in a not-so-beautiful way.
I agree.
This is as close to Muzak as
very
you can
Muzak.
Get to me.
It is. But
he's, his playing is great, but it's so good, it's, I don't know, it's just, there's no fire
it's
in it.
It's flawless.
There's no fire.
No. I mean that, like, it's...
Yeah, you're right.
It's
there's,
too good.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's there's not a lot that is.
It's background music.
Sure. Yeah.
And when I understand it's a Christmas
but
record,
that's
you
why
got it on
but
in
that's
the background.
Why I kind of like. I mean, I'm not to kind of spoil it, but I think Ave Maria is the one of the best out of this because I think Ave Maria has the.
Do we have to do every song? Can we? Do we have to do every song on this?
Why not?
The
I
next
mean,
two tracks.
I mean, we can.
Are the best
this
ones.
Is the only episode.
Well, then
the
next two tracks are good.
I mean, that's how I feel about Silver Bells. Despite Ben Keith being the master musician and it sounding great, it's after about 60 seconds.
Sure.
I'm done with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, I can't sit and listen to this.
No, I agree.
You know, this is on
I mean,
when I'm buying friggin'
Keith,
socks but. For somebody's. No offense, Anna. I mean,
can
if
get
you
them for you next year.
Oh,
you don't
I,
need
oh,
to
I
pick
appreciate
them up.
That. Thank you. You know, when I'm buying Christmas presents in, like, you know, Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this is to me.
Sure.
You know, it has like almost zero personality to
I
it.
I feel like Russ is on the cusp of getting upset with us.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, there's great stuff on this album too, but this track, it's like
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I wish that the only Ben Keith solo thing was not a Christmas record.
But yeah, I wish he had, you know, the closest thing we have is that Spotify playlist I
yeah.
showed you guys, like, it seems like it was years ago
it
now.
It probably was at this point.
It's like almost everything he's played on, which is amazing to listen to. That's so
yeah.
diverse and so incredible. But this is like just a snooze fest.
Also, the bummer of this episode is Barn just came out.
Barn!
Where, and we haven't listened to it yet as of the recording
of
this.
As of the recording, yeah.
But it has come out. So we're here talking about Ben Keith's Christmas.
Yeah.
And I didn't announce what we would be recording.
Well, we won't technically get to Barn until we're done with all the other ones.
That's true.
Right, yeah.
And hopefully we'll have Adam CK on.
Although, I don't know if you guys have
or
heard
Neil.
Welcome Back from Barn.
Yeah, oh my God.
That's really good.
So good.
I haven't heard it
And
yet.
It's so
Russ.
Ragged. It's
I know,
so
I
got, hoarse.
I'm going to listen on my way home. I had three records to listen to get here.
Come on, man.
I had already listened to
You got to listen to Barn.
I will. I've listened to the first one.
Well, at this point, you've already listened to the
I
whole
heard,
thing.
I
yeah.
mean, it's like, you know, you're asking me, did I finish the Beatles thing? No, it's because I've had to listen to these records. Have I heard the new Russ Condon solo stuff yet? No, because I've been listening to this stuff. Okay?
No excuse. What I'm saying is, do we have to click and listen on to every song? I mean, or can we kind of pick our favorites?
Just play a little bit of each, a little bit.
All right, I'll play a little bit of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
That's all you need. All
right, there you go. You get it. All right, Mike. You're like, fucking shit.
It's gonna be all right, play a little Drummer Boy. This is the one that was supposed to have Johnny Cash in it.
It does have Johnny Cash.
It does have Johnny Cash in it.
I know, you know what I'm saying. Because you said that he almost was like, hey, what the fuck?
Well, he wasn't almost. He recorded this thinking it was Neil's record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, shame on you, Johnny.
He sounds great.
And Neil does sing on this with him.
Yes. Yeah, and he sounds awesome, too.
I like this one.
Yeah, this is pretty epic.
Yeah. I like the... We'll talk about it after.
No, we can talk about it now. I'll fade
Well,
it
I want
out.
You to go ahead, because I like fine. What they do with this tune. Just bring it down a little bit, and because this is public domain, so we can talk over this. What I like is the production of this, the choices they made as far as like the arrangement of this song. There's some cool stuff. There's a few songs on here where I don't know if it was Ben in particular, but just the way that they made, like you said, they make him kind of epic. Almost cinematic.
Well, this
not
is
not
huge.
Jack Nietzsche cinematic, but
no, but it's a big production, right?
Big production,
and it's, you know, it's a holiday record, and you want it to be a big thing.
You
although
go big,
my problem with this is that it's not really that much different from a lot of other versions of this song.
This song in particular is not. But
you've
what was,
got the snare drum in the back. You've got the church chime. You've got, you know,
I'm
and it's like
of.
Everybody's done that with this song.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe,
you've got so much huge talent here.
There's
you know,
one
maybe
of them,
mix it up a little bit.
I think it's either, I can't remember, it's either the last song or Blue Christmas or Green Sleeves, but there's something he does.
Blue Christmas is instrumental, I believe.
Yeah, it is. And it's, I
so
actually like that one.
That's the one I'm
going to play a little of the next one.
Yeah.
This is Christmas Time's
yeah.
a coming.
This You're goddamn one. Right it is.
Woo! Woo!
This is what I'm talking about.
Woo!
So this is Ben, right?
Is that him singing?
This is Rusty fucking Kershaw.
Yeah, come on,
Russ,
man.
But who's singing with him?
Ben.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
This is Rusty Kershaw, man. This is the best fucking song on the album.
I agree. What I'm saying is...
No, it's not.
Fuck you.
Les Trois.
I love this one.
No, this is way better.
This is better.
Than
I agree.
Three
I'm
bells.
With Shu.
This is number two.
What I'm saying, Shu, is I don't hear Ben's voice in the rest of the record except for this
right.
one.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, come
this
on.
So and no one heard it right now because you guys just yelled and
whatever,
talked
dude.
Over
just
it.
Keep Woo! Playing it then. It's all public domain. Christmas
time coming. Fucking Rusty. Christmas
time coming. And the fiddle.
Yeah.
Now, is that Rusty or Rufus Thibodeau? Because he's on this record,
you know
too.
You know more than me. I knew it was Rusty singing, so I figured it would be him playing fiddle.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't...
This is... I love this song so much. I'm adding this to any Christmas playlist I have.
This is a good one.
Ready to go.
This
is like
great.
One of my favorite Christmas
sure.
songs right now. It's such a good tune, this and it's got Rusty. This is what I'm talking about as compared to the rest of the stuff we just listened to. It's got way more life
this
in
is,
it,
yeah, this
and it's
is,
got way more. It's just more personality, and you've got amazing talent doing what they do best, and it's not all polished over, and it doesn't sound like a fucking,
no, it's raw.
Like a retail enhancing experience.
It's
you
raw.
Know?
This to me is number one. I mean, it's yeah. Come on, you got Rusty.
Yeah, it's great.
It also,
and you can hear Ben.
Yeah, and Ben on the band. Is that a banjo on
I
the
think
back?
So.
I mean, it sounds fucking
I mean,
awesome.
It also probably helped that Rusty told Ben, if you don't put out the best version of this ever,
yeah. I'm going to shoot you in the face
and then light your house on fire.
Right,
I think
yeah.
is what he said.
Yeah,
but I the reason I said that shoe is because Ben's voice is kind of. Got that gravelly, unique sort of, you know, he's got that,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it works so well with Rusty's voice.
Well, because I know why you're saying that, because Rusty has that Leave On By You.
Yeah, he's got
that.
That
gets
that,
you
like,
good and hard.
Yeah, it hits you. It just
That's so a fucking Leave On-esque singer with Ben. Russ is fucking pointing at the fucking ceiling with his cock.
It's just like Crawdaddy's all up in
Come
your
on,
fucking
I love
bones,
it, man.
It's great.
It's really the highlight of this album to me.
What'd you do if you found out Levon actually played drums on this track?
Oh, dude. Couldn't handle it. There's no drums, though, I don't think.
No, it's not. Yeah. There's probably like a little...
All right, go ahead. Play the Neil and Peggy song.
Oh, this is my number one. This isn't two. Your guys' really? Number one?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I love this song.
It's okay. But
I can't pronounce it, but...
There's a village hidden deep in
like
the valley.
It.
It's fucking cool.
Among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a Christmas morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
This seems like Rufus to me, Shu.
All yeah, the chapel okay. bells were ringing in the little valley town.
What the fuck, Luke?
Sorry, I pulled the cord because I'm eating chips.
That they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown.
So does Neil think that Jesus' name is Jimmy Brown?
I don't know. Santa?
What's that, Santa? Shut the fuck up, Santa!
yeah, you're right.
Okay,
that's
first of all...
5 years for Russ, no presents.
First... 5 years with no presents for Russ, no presents.
Keep in tally.
I don't get him anyway.
First of all, if Neil thinks Jesus' name was Jimmy Brown, Jesus' name is Jimmy Brown.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He probably hung out with the dude. He's a time-traveling vampire.
Of course he did, yeah.
He definitely hung out with Jimmy Brown. And then as a prank, he changed his name to Jesus because he thought it would be funny.
He thought it would be funny. It works better.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Josephus. Those scrolls you're writing on, it's not Jimmy Brown. It's Jesus.
Hey, Jimmy. Pontius Pilate has a message for you.
Hey, Jimmy. God, stupid.
Hey, Jimmy, they think you're going to be the savior. Isn't that a hoot? Hey, Jimmy, where'd Judas go?
Hey, Jimmy, you should put the Bible on Blu-ray.
Oh, I was just going to make a Blu-ray joke, man. I was going to be like, hey, Jimmy, someday some guy named Mel Gibson's going to make a movie about you and put it out on Blu-ray.
Come on.
Hey, Jimmy, why don't we go watch Basic Instinct?
I liked it, Santa. That's a good. You're good.
All right, Santa. Book. I'm not gonna tell you shut up for that one.
No, listen. So first of all, this song. All right, hold on. The Jimmy Brown thing is really making me. Imagine if the Bible was written, but instead of Jesus, it was Jimmy Brown.
Imagine if all the songs we grew up with in church were all replaced instead of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What if the apostles' names?
Jimmy
were
Brown
like,
superstar.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. They were like Don.
It was Jimmy, Polly, Donnie.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking Guido San over here would love it.
Goohead.
Tony.
Mikey.
Fitzy.
Fitzy?
Sully, pass the fucking bread of affliction over here.
Sully? Fucking Saint Sully. Yeah. Saint Fitzy.
Instead of Peter, it's Petey.
Yeah, Petey. Saint Petey.
Yeah. Petey denied Christ three times, you know? He's fucking, he saw him. He was like, that's not Jimmy.
Fucking guy.
I know Jimmy. That's not fucking Jimmy.
That's not fucking Jimmy. I know fucking Jimmy.
Dude, I'd know Jay Brown if I saw him in fucking...
Jimmy never gives me fucking gas money. Fuck him.
Jimmy Brown in the Bible is that, like, just replace any Bible verse with Jimmy Brown. Not even just Jesus, God. For Jimmy Brown so loved the world.
For God so loved the world. No, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jimmy Brown.
Jimmy Brown, superstar.
I mean, I like this tune. It's actually my number two.
It's super original.
It's my number two.
And starting with Neil and Peggy, also this.
It's also, like you said, Shu, the production is big, epic.
And this.
Yeah, I like it because I like what he did. Like you said, Luke, it's original.
I think Peggy
sounds
great too.
Yeah, they sound great together. And
this goes to your
I think
point,
Neil's in a good singing voice.
But yes. It also goes to your point where I think he's trying to make hay because. On this, every other track is just the title of the track, and this one is How do you say it?
Think of Ménage à Trois.
Les
Trois Cloches.
Les Trois Cloches.
Joel, help us
Let's
out.
Let's just get Joel to send us Joel, another please. Voice memo, because I could listen to that guy talk all
I
day.
I could, yeah.
I got to start listening to that podcast.
I know, me too.
You got, Tree Bell there.
Yeah.
The Tree Bell and, the Jimmy Brown. He's, Jimmy Brown's, Well, you know, after he left with the Maple Leafs.
You just sound like John Candy in Home Alone.
Oh, jeez.
He hates that movie. Don't
I know, you don't bring it up.
No, I got to start listening to Don't Be Denied just so I can have some spank material.
Come on,
oh,
Russ.
God.
Jeez. No, but this is, I think, the most original song on the record.
I won't understand
I don't know
any of it,
that.
So I'll just be
I think it is.
I'll just be lurking and jerking. You know
Come
what I'm saying?
On. But I think it's the most original, but you can see, because on every other song, it's just the title, but this one he says... late whatever. But then he says
Les Trois
with Neil and Peggy Young.
In parentheses with Neil Cloches. Young and Peggy Young. So yeah. He's looking for a little of that. And this one has the most streams of all the songs by far.
Right.
If you're going by Spotify numbers. Yeah. A little Jingle Bell sound over there.
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, let's go to Blue Christmas. Or is Away in a Manger before that?
Yep.
Actually, so by Spotify streams, Luke, I think Little Drummer Boy has the most.
No, it doesn't. Does it?
Yeah.
That's because it's got the Man in Black.
It's got
on
JC.
It.
It's got JC.
The real JC, not Jimmy Brown.
Yeah.
Stop. I just can't get over how much less impact the Bible would have if his name was Jimmy Brown.
You're talking about the Church of Johnny Cash and Latter-day Saints?
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just the curse word, like, if people were like, Jesus Christ, if there was this, like,
Jimmy Brown.
Jimmy Brown. It just wouldn't.
Fucking Jimmy Brown.
Jimmy tap dancing Brown. Doesn't flow.
All right.
Jimmy, Mary, and Joseph.
Well, the next one.
No, it's not Mary.
Yeah, it'd be something like, I don't know, fucking.
What's a good Lowell? Jimmy, what's a Lowell name?
Yeah. Jimmy Karen and
Karen is good.
Yeah, it has to be an M though.
Dottie,
like
Melinda,
Martha,
Melinda or Molly.
Jimmy, Molly, and Joe.
Joey,
Karen,
Joey,
Jimmy, Molly, and Joey.
Karen, I'm still gonna go out.
Karen.
All right. Well, the next one is O Sanctissima, but we can skip that one.
Yeah. Again, right. It will enhance your retail experience.
All right. This is Away in a Manger.
Who's playing harp here? You don't know, Shu? I don't think it's Neil.
What is this instrument?
I think this is a harmonica.
This?
No, this is not a harmonica. This is like a
high
pipe organ or something.
It's a wind instrument.
Oh, yeah, this is not a...
Is it an accordion?
Maybe.
Could be. Maybe it's Nils.
What's the song?
Nils has a Christmas album.
Yeah. I don't think Nils is on this record.
I don't think he is. What's the song in here that has the harmonica? Like a featured harmonica. Is that one of these last two?
I don't know. Is it?
Go to Blue Christmas.
All right. I don't know. Let's go to Blue Christmas. That song's about when Jimmy Brown was born in a manger.
This I like.
I like this too.
This is my three.
This is so Hawaiian.
It is, but I like it.
Yeah.
This song is so Hawaiian that it transcends Christmas music to me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you landed in Hawaii and heard this, you wouldn't think twice.
I like this.
I like it.
I want to sit on... Yeah, I want to sit on the beach with a fucking... Yeah.
Hola,
how great it was it not to go back to Get Back Again, but how great was it every time they would
Paul
do Beatles shit?
Beatles, Elvis, you mean?
Elvis shit, yeah. And it's funnier, too, because like when we do it, Elvis has been dead for so long, but when they do it, he was their contemporary.
Yeah, right?
Just making fun of him.
Yeah, he just like met them and stuff. Yeah.
He was probably pushing fat Elvis at that point, though.
No,
69. That was the comeback.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that was
Elvis was what, late 70s?
That was like mid 70s. Because he died in 76?
I thought he died in the 80s.
No. It was like 76,
I thought it was late 70s.
Elvis?
Yeah. Oh, we should know this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, shut up, Santa.
You guys think Elvis is dead?
Oh, boy. All right, Santa.
Jimmy
give us
Brown over here.
Wait. Yeah, save it for the Patreon.
Yeah, hold on. Don't tell the patrons.
You probably think Jim Morrison's dead. You probably think Tupac's dead.
Are they making toys?
I'm just asking a question.
Wait, remaking toys?
You're not asking.
Jim Morrison and like Elvis up there making toys.
All
Santa.
I'm going to say is, oh, all I'm going
to
say is
trying to squeeze in a Robin Williams movie.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All I'll say is, listen to this album
with
again,
LL Cool J.
Picture what beach you're on, and then ask that question that I just asked you guys. Again.
Okay, I'm on fucking Revere Beach. I'm eating a loaf of fries and onion rings from Kelly's. Yeah.
You're surrounded by trash.
I'm surrounded by trash and seagulls and
I'm
syringes.
I'm pulled over on the way to Nahant.
And needles.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be a little
Is Elvis
south.
Fucking dead,
I tried to
kid?
Pull in, tried to pull into Kelly's. They were fucking closed. So I went to Nahant.
Nahant.
I wanted to get some fucking roast beef.
You know who's from Nahant? It's Jason Mantzoukas. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
A lot of those.
You want to get roast beef, you got to go to Athens and Peabody. That's the best.
Is Never it? Heard of that.
And then Premier's in Danvers.
Peabody?
Premier's. Premier's in Danvers.
I guess you
best.
Would know. How are you doing, Mike, by the way? Because when we first started
what do you mean,
doing
how
this.
How are you doing?
I'm just,
hey, roast
hey,
beef
how
sandwiches.
You doing?
Hey,
yeah, how you doing,
Mike? How are you doing, by the way?
I'm just, no, because when we first met Mike, every second hour, he's like, here's another picture of an Italian sub I just
you
ate.
You can't eat it anymore.
And now he's just,
oh, well,
literally, Mike hasn't touched the queso, and if you're a patron member, you're following closely. This is like hour five, and Mike has not touched the queso.
But I'm having drinks. It's about a trade-off. So do I eat the queso and the chips, or do I have a cocktail?
I don't know. You've only had two drinks.
Right. I'm,
have another.
That's what I'm doing.
Have
Let's
another.
Go.
Hey, have another.
Who the fuck are you?
Let's
hey,
go, Jimmy
hey,
Brown.
Jimmy.
Have another.
Jimmy.
Let's go, Jimmy.
Prove you're not a fucking fed. Have another
Do
drink.
It. Do
yeah,
it.
Prove, yeah, prove it. Yeah.
Hey, what are you on the rag? Have a fucking another Russian.
Why don't you take your clothes off?
What do you want, your period? Let's
take
go.
Your clothes off.
That's from the
Oh, yeah, what do you want? What do you want? What do you have in your period?
Because you have a cranberry juice.
That's right. It's a diuretic. You know, women drink it when they're having their periods.
What are you on your period?
Have you rewatched that recently? It doesn't hold up.
I love
The Departed.
I love that movie.
Are you kidding me?
You and John are idiots.
That's fucking
stinks.
Amazing.
No, you just love
stinks.
John. You just think John is
no.
God when it comes to
no,
movies.
No, I don't. I had this opinion is separate from John.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
The Departed rocks.
It kind of stinks. Listen to fucking.
It does not stink. No, it doesn't. Wabash Avenue. Come on, that's a great movie, dude. That's great acting in that movie.
It stinks, and Jack Nicholson stinks.
Oh,
no,
give me a
Jack
break,
Nicholson's
dude.
Awesome.
Jack Nicholson's awesome in that movie.
You know
movie.
What stinks in that movie is what's her name's fucking accent,
oh,
the psychologist.
Vera Farmiga.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's so bad.
I mean, I
there's
think,
a
I think
lot
she's
of bad
great,
accents.
But she's terrible.
Yeah, but
yeah,
she is
tough.
A good actress. Vera Farmiga is a great actress.
Right.
She's pretty good.
Alec Baldwin's accent is terrible. I wish someone would
Alec
shoot
Alec Baldwin yeah. sucks. I wish someone would shoot him on set. Is that what you're going to say?
I wasn't going to say that. Jesus. Jimmy Brown.
Wait, do you not know about this?
What?
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
of course
he
knows.
You do. Alec Baldwin shooting someone on set.
Oh, that. Oh, I didn't hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Brown, Russ.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
knowledge.
Yeah.
All right, we don't need to make jokes. We don't need to make dark jokes unless it's a patron episode. Let's move on to Green Sleeves.
Okay.
All right, Neil, come on the podcast.
We blew it. You couldn't.
You blew it.
You couldn't.
Lose the tail.
Skip ahead.
Some Mando. Just keep it playing for a minute. I like the dynamics of this.
Is this French?
It's English.
Yeah, it's Green Sleeves.
Oh, shit. What
the fuck's wrong with you?
I think it's French. I think that's French.
Okay, Luke. We got it.
All right. Saying.
I think that's French.
Listen. That's fucking French.
Oh. It's coming up. The part I like is coming up, so just keep it for a minute. I like this.
You know, another good scene was when
shut up, shut the fuck up.
When she opened her legs, that was a great scene.
Oh, okay, Santa. Let's not talk about
that
Vag
cut out,
while
didn't
this
it?
Green Sleeves is on.
Just the monitor's cut out.
Yeah, I like the dynamics, but it's not the part I'm
Hold
talking
on, it's coming
about.
Up. It's coming up. Hold yeah. on. It's public domain. We can get away with this.
You're right.
Do we have to, though?
We
no.
do.
What's
well,
no.
I mean,
the last song?
Here comes Neil.
He goes, he does the English.
It's all been English, Luke.
No, the last part was French.
The last Joel.
Yeah, Joel, confirm that for us, will you? Thank you. Don't be denied, podcast.
Do you think Neil speaks French?
I bet he knows some French.
He probably knows a little bit. I don't think he knows. I don't think he speaks French.
He's not from that part of Canada, though.
No,
hey,
he's from Northern Ontario.
Parlez-vous français? Hey, Daryl! Hey, Daryl!
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl!
Bonjour, Daryl!
Oh, yeah, we already did that.
We did that. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Every stop time touching the chord, dude.
It's if I bump it with my leg.
It's
but
not
it doesn't
the part
matter.
I'm talking about. It's later on. It's like the really cool dynamic, like, boom.
Again, though, again,
boom,
I just,
boom, boom.
To me, it's just so, it's hard for me to make it through the whole thing. It's so boring.
I disagree with this song, though. Maybe it's because I like this song. I have a soft spot for, I don't know how to put it, like
old English traditionals,
like kind of creepy-ish vibes for Christmas songs. Do you know what I'm saying? Like Oh Holy Night has that, where it kind of like gives you like a little like ooh, or like da na 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 da na na na, that one that you've been given tickets
that's
away
like,
for that band. What are they called?
That's Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
That's just a key off from the Exorcist theme, isn't it?
Yes, Tubular Bells.
Yeah.
But I like that kind of creepy-ish, and also like, obviously everyone knows Vince Guaraldi did the best Greensleeves. Everyone knows that. Mm. I think this is a close second for me.
Really?
I like this song.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I'm not a big fan of this one
either. I like
either.
It.
I like it a lot.
You know?
I mean, I think for me, it would be Shoe. I agree. What's it, Christmas Time's a coming with Rusty?
Oh, yeah.
That's number one, easy for
track
me.
Track four?
That's a top three.
Or track
it's
five.
Not track
Which
four.
One's that one?
I don't know, Santa.
It's six. It's track
one.
Track six, bud.
No.
Also,
no.
Shut the fuck up.
Just do your top three.
Yeah.
Number one would be that one. Christmas Time's a coming. Two, maybe I don't know. Maybe Blue Christmas. I think I like Blue Christmas.
All right.
And then it would be between. Oh shit. I like the one with Neil and Peggy. I like Little Drummer Boy, and I like Greensleeves. I don't know. I like Ava Maria, too.
Ave Maria. Not
Ava Maria.
Ava Maria.
That's the girl's name. That's Jimmy's girlfriend, Ava.
I never go first. I don't want to go first.
I'll go first.
So
you just did.
Yeah, you just did. And
but I haven't decided my three yet.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that's okay. Right. We only know we're...
All right, I'll give you my three. My three is Greensleeves. My two is Christmas Time's a Coming, and my one is Les Trois Clochers.
Go ahead.
My number three is Les Trois Clochers. I think that's Joel. Check us on that, will you? My number two is Blue Christmas, and my number one is Christmas Time's a Coming. And then you can just cut the rest of the album.
Yeah, no, kind
of. Yes. You like Ava Maria.
It's good.
I would leave some of them. My cut would be We Will Rock You.
My two would be the Les Trois.
We Will Rock You Rocking.
Les Trois Clochers. That's my three.
All right. Anyway, Merry Christmas, youngsters.
I would cut...
Neil, so, I apologize for this episode.
No apologies.
All of the other ones.
Don't be denied.
I would cut We Will Rock You, I think.
Yeah. Santa, thanks for coming up, bringing us gifts.
Yeah, thanks for this.
Shut the fuck up. Don't talk.
Thanks for the vibrator.
Hey, no problem.
Shut up.
Russ, you get nothing for 5 years. The other two...
what are you, David Bowie?
Next year. I'll get into character
5 years.
In
Never
a
mind.
Couple of days.
No one knows that song? It's a good song.
Can I just say... David Bowie and Bing Crosby's Little Drummer Boy, I think, is way better than this one from Ben Keith's album, despite Bing Crosby being a drunk wife and child beater.
What's your favorite Christmas song? Or most tolerable, I guess.
I'd have to say...
No Pressure, since I'm here.
No Pressure is not a Christmas song.
Oh, jeez. If I don't say Santa Claus is coming to town, I'm getting shit for Christmas, right?
Why?
Because he's sitting right behind me.
Yeah, it's not really Santa Claus. That's fucking Jimmy from the Block. That's Jimmy Brown.
Wait, are you talking about the E Street Band version?
No. My favorite.
Hey, Clarence.
First of all, the best Christmas album ever.
Springsteen sucks.
Let's go by albums. All right, best Christmas album ever.
Christmas album? I don't know Christmas album.
James Brown Christmas album. Okay. Best Christmas album.
If I had to pick one Christmas album, I would pick the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack.
That would be my number two.
That's
Vince Guaraldi Trio.
You know what song I really like is I like when Nat King Cole does Christmas, and I really like the. When he does, what's that one? The chestnuts roasting on an open fire. That song.
That's a good one.
The Christmas song.
You know what's funny?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Ironically,
you guys are missing
that's in
Martin Sexton.
Shut
I
up.
Had him up to
oh,
the
actually,
North Pole
that's
one
actually
year.
One of my favorites.
His
all right.
Christmas albums.
That's one
killer.
Of my favorites.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I don't know what my.
I'm pretty sure that has a similar name to this Ben Keith. I think it's like Christmas at the.
It's called This Is Better Than Seven Gates.
We never talked about the title. It's definitely Egyptian weird.
Seven Gates?
Yeah. It's definitely.
Well, it's Christmas at the
Ranch. It sounds like the name of a Star Trek spinoff.
It sounds like a Philip K. Dick novel, you know? Like almost like the man on a high castle where there's the seven gates are the way you travel back through time. Maybe Neil Young. Oh,
the Martin Sex.
Time traveling vampire.
I bet you Neil made him. Ben's like, let's call it Christmas at the Ranch. And Neil's like, no.
Make this album and call it Seven Gates.
Seven Gates.
I promised Osiris you'd call it Seven Gates.
Can you
play some of the Martin Sexton? Actually, once I agree with Sam.
That should be a play.
Hold on. Before that,
play
can
out.
We make a Neil Young Spider-Man No Way Home where Neil has all the other timelines come in? Where Jimmy Brown meets Jesus?
One of Martin should be your play out.
In
right
my
now.
Timeline, you're...
Give us some Martin to play
Why
out.
Do we have to play real good...
Because let's hear some good stuff,
Who
man.
Cares? No one's listening anymore.
I'm not a big fan.
You don't like Martin Sexton?
I like two of his songs.
I'm not like, it's like I just don't, pursue
him. I love
him.
Yeah. I love Martin. I saw him live. He's amazing. Really sweet guy, too. I met him after the show. Really nice guy.
Wait. Is he adorable?
Very adorable.
Yeah?
People like that last episode, by the way.
It was creepy.
What?
To be quite honest, you calling Neil adorable.
People loved it. Did you see all the memes that we got?
Adorable?
Yeah, it's fucking great. I was adorable calling him adorable.
I don't think so.
What do you want me to play? Hart, quickly.
I don't know. Play one we haven't heard. So, like, White Christmas.
Of course, racist Russ wants White Christmas.
This is
shocker.
This is from 2000. This is before Ben's album.
This is from 2005. It's 10 years after Ben's album.
No, Ben's was...
94.
Oh, you're right.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Jesus.
Martin's great, man.
Just like the ones I used to know.
This is not worth playing.
No.
This is fine at best.
Where the treetops glisten and children will listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody.
I'm going to play you the best Christmas song. I already told you earlier that the worst Christmas song I ever heard was by a Beatle. The best Christmas song ever was also by a Beatle.
Let me guess, war is over.
It's...
So this is Christmas.
This is the best Christmas song. This song kicks ass.
I approve of that. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah.
And friend of the podcast, John Craigie, just released a version of this, and it's also great. So
wow,
go to Spotify and check that out. Yes, he did, and it's wonderful.
Would you consider River by Joni Mitchell a Christmas song? They play it as a Christmas
they
song
do,
nowadays.
They do, but it's not, but it
because
could be.
Because if that's a Christmas song, that's easily the best Christmas song
fine.
Of all time.
Right?
Oh, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, it could be, but it's one of those ones that it's like is a rectangle a square?
It's like Die
or
Hard.
Is a square a rectangle? It's like Die Hard, where it can be a Christmas song, but it also stands on its own. Sorry. That's my take on that.
So that's you're admitting Die Hard is a Christmas
I'm
movie.
I'm saying it could be, but it isn't.
No, you're saying it is,
absolute.
But
it's
also
it's a
good
Christmas
movie on
its
own.
Shut up, Santa.
Hey, can I make a request for a Christmas
course.
Song before we leave?
Christmas River by Joni Mitchell.
James Brown.
Okay.
Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. The James Brown Christmas album
it's good.
Is one of the best party albums ever. Listen to this. Listen to this fucking band.
Oh, goddamn.
That's
a good
the
song.
Thing about
yeah?
James Brown, man. He's
right?
got a hell of a band.
Goes straight to the ghetto.
Yeah.
Right.
Shut up, Santa.
Fuck, Mike's right. Shit, Mike's right.
It's good stuff.
Go straight to the ghetto.
This song kicks ass.
Yeah.
Santa Claus.
I might play this year in the slags.
Straight
Wait,
to the ghetto.
This might be
no.
My,
we're not. We're ending on this one, Russ.
No.
Yeah, no. This is it for the year. This is it.
There's no, nothing's gonna top this.
Hold on, Luke.
Nothing's gonna top
hold
this,
on, hold
Russ.
On. Hold on.
You're gonna pull out some bullshit.
No, I'm not.
I literally just downloaded this whole album, James Brown's Funky Christmas.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
So good, man.
You got to get the complete James
and
Brown
this
Christmas.
This came out in 95, literally a year after Ben Keith's.
Well, no. Well, it was originally recorded,
on,
I believe,
on,
in the
Luke,
60s.
Hold on. Come on. Luke, come on.
What?
Put on If It Doesn't Snow on Christmas by Mr. Joe Pesci.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
This
all
is
right,
what
Russ,
we end on. Come on.
You do
I
win.
Bow down to
you
this.
You do win.
I bow down.
Although I will say the only song probably better than this is... Grandma,
have you never heard this? This is really Joe Pesci.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot
Come on,
of
Jesus.
And
Can we do a Joe Pesci podcast, but only his music?
Hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and
boys.
Oh, yeah.
Santa's just as nice as he could be.
He's the silver tuna.
There's just one fucking thing that worries me.
Woo!
Yeah!
If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fatass gonna use that sleigh?
How's Fatass?
In case of rain, would there be a train outside?
All right, I stand corrected. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm in the mood. Ho, ho,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, youngsters.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to go to longmayyouyoungpodcast.com. You can hear all the episodes. Join our Patreon. What's the Patreon?
Patreon.com/longmayyouyoung.
And check us out on social media at longmayyouyoung on Instagram and Twitter. And
calls him
a fat
fuck in this song, dude. It's so good.
And Merry Christmas, Joe Pesci.
Merry Christmas, Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci's going to be on the next episode, everybody. We're excited to have him.
Merry Christmas, Ben Keith, up in heaven.
Yeah, Merry
long
Christmas,
grain, long grain.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Thanks for coming out and talking about how much you love Basic Instinct.
Don't talk. We hate you. Shut up.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's fair.
Hey, Daryl! Merry fucking Christmas!
And on that note, have a fucking Merry Christmas, youngsters. God bless Jimmy Brown. Good night.
Santa here. I really, really enjoyed that episode, and this is my favorite podcast. All I want for Christmas is more of Long May You Young. Please excuse my voice in this episode. I was trying to just unwind. Hey, Mrs. Claus. See, I'm playing along with the inside jokes. Anyway, it's Santa here. I wanted to end the episode by especially thanking our patrons. Every single patron is one of my favorite people, and they get automatic presents and never coal in their stocking. Ho, ho, ho! And also, especially the top-tier patrons, the old silver-gold level of patrons. I want to thank you in particular, John Locke and Mark Ray, a.k.a. Goohead, and of course Craig Bate, or Craig Bite. He'll never tell us. I mean, he'll never tell them, but I know. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Normally, we mention these members beforehand, but of course, the boys had a little too much White Russians, and that's okay, because it's the holiday time. So we mentioned them at the end, and that still counts. You have to admit, that still counts, you guys. Oh, ho, 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 ho. So perhaps we'll mention you a little bit earlier in the next episode. Hopefully the boys go a little bit easy on the sauce. Ho, 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 ho. I've talked too long. Goodbye, everyone, and for New Year's, may everyone have a great year.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.